Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
We wanted to get back early enough to talk to you.
What's this about?
This isn't the way it's supposed to be, and we know that. Marriage is designed to be forever.
What are you saying?
Your mother and I have decided to separate.
Separate?
What?
Your father is moving out tonight.
We have to do something to help them.
There's nothing we can do. We're just kids.
There's nothing I can do?
The best thing to do when you don't know what to do is pray.
You can pray. Keep praying.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Another four? I think my putter's crooked or something. Your turn, Dad.
All right, thanks, Mandy. All right, so I need to, aim for the gorilla's armpit?
Yeah, and then the ball will bounce off the elbow and go straight into the hole. Right, David?
Mm-hmm. It's miniature golf. You don't have to get so technical about it.
Apparently, David doesn't like being in third place.
I just think this is a lame way to spend a Friday night. Can't we do something more fun on the days that we spend with you?
Well, I'll try to come up with something more exciting.
This is fine, Dad. David complains about everything.
You know, I might have just the thing for us to do next weekend. Yeah, I know this guy.
Oh, it's not the guy who does the puppet show with the hot dogs, is it?
No, it's not, although I thought we liked that. Okay, aiming for the gorilla's armpit. Oh.
That would be the knee.
Wow. He's mad at me.
And that would be the pond. Again.
Perfect. Yeah, I think I'm about done with this game.
Finally.
You guys want to head over to Wits End for some ice cream?
Sure.
Hey, Dad. Why was there a suitcase in the back seat of your car? Are you going somewhere?
Are you moving back in? Did you and Mom work things out?
Not exactly, no. I just returned from a trip earlier today.
Where did you go?
I had a job interview in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah, it's a great job. The clinic is connected with one of the top veterinarian schools in the country. I'd even be able to teach some.
Cool.
Thanks for coming in.
But what about Mom? You're still going to counseling together, right?
Well, sure, but we still go. I don't know, Mandy. You know, there's a lot of questions I still need to answer. This job isn't a definite thing. I'm just looking into it.
But you sound pretty excited.
Well, of course. It's Chicago, where things actually happen. The biggest thing that happens in Odyssey is we get a pothole filled on Main Street every spring.
I would miss that.
I bet they don't have hot dog puppetry in Chicago either.
Oh, be serious.
Mandy, don't worry about it yet, all right? Nothing is certain. Now, let's go get that ice cream.
To keep going on and on about how great Chicago is.
What's not to like? The Cubs, the pizza, the graffiti? It's the real world.
I don't think he's really going to move there. Where's Mom?
Looks like she left a note. She went to get her hair cut and then do the grocery shopping. Well, I think Dad's gonna get the job and move to Chicago, and I'm gonna go with him.
What? You can't do that.
Why not? A lot of my friends had to choose which parent to live with. I'll choose Dad.
We're not going to have to choose. They're going to get back together.
Yeah, sure looks that way.
I don't think God would let that happen. Mom and Dad are Christians, and they don't even believe in divorce.
Okay.
They don't!
Face it, Mandy. You might as well start thinking about who you're going to live with now, too. Eventually, you'll have to make a decision.
Oh, no. That is not going to happen to our family. Dear God, I don't understand why it's taking you so long to get my parents back together. I know you don't want them to get divorced. It's just Can you speed things up just a little bit before Dad makes the mistake of taking this job? It would just be a lot less complicated that way. But I know your timing, not mine. I'll be patient. Try to be patient.
So, let me get this straight. Moses took off his shoes because the burning bush told him to?
That's right, Grady, but it was really God speaking through the bush.
I think I'd want to stomp out the fire, and you really need shoes for that.
Oh, Grady. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get started on our projects.
Mandy, can you help me with this?
Sure, Grady. But just so you know, I need to leave a little early. I'm directing the youth choir for the service.
Really? I didn't know you did that.
It's my first week.
Oh, didn't you just sign up for the deaf ministry, too?
Yeah.
And you're Mr. Whitaker's assistant for this class? You sure do a lot.
I like it. And I think God likes that I do it.
Oh, and I need everyone to remember to bring in their money next week for the river tubing trip. Oh, Grady, you weren't here last week when I passed out these brochures. Here, can you pass this back to Grady, please?
Sure. Here, Grady.
Thanks. This river tubing looks cool. I can't wait to... Oh, it costs $40?
All right, everybody, hang on tight.
Ooh!
This is pretty cool.
Oh, it gets better. Wait until we clear the trees.
So, how does this work anyway? I've never been in a hot air balloon before.
Well, since hot air is lighter than cool air, it rises. So when we fill up the balloon with hot air, like this...
Ooh, here we go.
We go higher.
This is fun.
I just wish we didn't have to wake up at 4 in the morning to do it.
Yeah, well, that's when the winds are at their calmest.
Oh, thanks for taking us up this morning, Vern.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. McDonald.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh, hey, I can see your house.
Oh, yep. Looks like we need to have the roof replaced pretty soon.
And there's your apartment building, Dad. I can see the pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's the Bolarama.
Oh, where?
You see the big white pin sticking up through the trees there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I joined a bowling league there yesterday.
Really?
Sure. I used to bowl all the time. I thought it'd be fun to get back into it. Their season just started, so they're looking for people.
Well, I hope you're better at bowling than miniature golf.
As a matter of fact, I am.
Dad, that's great.
Well, thanks. I didn't think you'd be so excited.
Well, it's good to connect to other bowlers. Oh, and what great exercise.
Well, I never really thought of it that way, but sure, okay. Oh, that's my cell, and I'm on call this weekend. Hold on. Sorry, kids. Hello, this is Dr. Strasburg. Oh, hi, Mrs. Pitsky. How's Mr. Flufferman?
Great exercise. Huh? Is that because of the sweat you
the
build up
thing?
Walking to get your root beer?
Okay.
I'm just glad he joined a bowling league. Do you know what this means?
Yeah, it means that our dad's going to come home every Friday night with a bad back and a swollen thumb.
Bring him in this afternoon.
It means he's going to stay in Odyssey.
What?
Yeah,
Think about it. Why would you join a bowling league if you were going to leave town? And he said their season just started.
No, I don't know.
You don't know what?
We don't know what keeps this thing in the air.
Oh, well, let me explain it one more time. You see, hot air is lighter than cool air.
Wow, Brady, look at the sky and the big rubber donut.
Sam, what are you doing with that brochure?
I found it on the coffee table. It's neat.
That's mine.
Are you going to get a big rubber donut?
It's an inner tube. That's a brochure for tubing down Trickle River.
It looks like fun.
Yeah, my Sunday school class is going. But look at the back. It costs a lot of money. I can't ask Mom for that.
Isn't Mr. Whitaker your Sunday school teacher?
Yeah, so?
So, ask him for the money.
You can't just go and ask somebody for money. That's rude.
Oh.
But, wait a minute. It wouldn't be rude to take it if he offered.
Yeah. You think he's gonna offer it to you? Why?
Because I'm such a nice guy.
Right.
Yep, Mr. Whitaker's gonna be really impressed how nice I can be.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Grady. Hold on a minute. I need to deliver these sundaes.
Oh, I can do that for you. I like to help.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yep, that's what I like to do. Be helpful.
Okay, they go to the Washingtons, that booth over there.
Got it.
Grady, what are you doing?
I noticed this toy sheep was a little dirty, so I decided to wash it.
With shampoo, I see.
The label says it gives extra body for fine hair. Do you have a blow dryer?
Goodness, we've got a flood in here.
It's okay, Mr. Whitaker. I'm mopping the floor.
Yeah, you certainly are. And you sure don't skimp on the water, do you?
I figured it'd only get cleaner the more water I used.
Ah. Grady, you've been very helpful today, and I certainly appreciate it. But I was wondering, well, why?
I told you, I like being helpful.
You like it?
You might want to take off your shoes. They're filling up with suds.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't know you volunteered here, Mandy. I come every Monday.
Oh, I just started. I thought working in a soup kitchen would be a great way to help out the underprivileged in our community. So I signed up for Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday nights.
That's a lot. Oh, here you go, sir. Enjoy your meal.
Thanks. Did you use paprika in this chili? Last time there wasn't nearly enough.
Oh, I didn't actually make it, but...
I did. There's some paprika in it. I hope it's enough.
All I needed to know.
Oh, you're certainly busy, Mandy. I just hope you're not too busy.
Oh, no. I like it.
Oh, there's too much paprika.
Excuse me?
Can I have a little chili with my bowl of paprika here?
Oh, sorry. I'll make a note of it.
Thanks.
That's Walter. He's the connoisseur of the bunch. The rest of them love it.
Good to know. By the way, I'm getting the feeling things are going better with my parents. Thanks for praying about that.
Oh, of course. Well, how do you know they're going better?
My dad planted tomatoes.
Ah. And that means?
Well, he talked about moving to Chicago, but then he planted the tomatoes out on the balcony of his apartment. Now, why would someone who's about to move decide to plant something that's going to take 2 months to grow?
I'm not sure.
The way I see it, God's finally getting through to him about how he should work on his marriage and move back in with us.
So he planted tomatoes?
Exactly.
Mandy, I'd be careful about getting...
Excuse me. Do you have any tarragon back there? Maybe a little fresh garlic?
Sure, Walter. I'll see what I can do.
And some paprika, please. I don't know what I have to do to get paprika in my chili.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Grady. I didn't know you were in here.
I'm wiping down all the controls for the Imagination Station. They were pretty dusty.
Yeah, well, I was about to scan in some new adventures. Marvin wants to meet Thomas Edison.
I just finished, so it's all yours. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
And now I'm going to clean the inside of the Imagination Station. See?
Yeah, I see another big bucket of water. Let me help carry it.
Oh, no, I got it.
Well, I feel a lot better if you just...
No, I can do it.
Oh, Grady, watch out.
What? I didn't mean...
Step back, Grady. It's dangerous.
I ruined it, didn't I? I ruined it.
Grady, wait.
Hi, David. You've got corn checks on your chin.
Oh, thanks. Dad called a few minutes ago. He said he's coming over.
And I see you have a new shirt.
Chicago Bulls. I'm the newest fan.
You know, you're not helping anything.
What's that supposed to mean?
We need to encourage our parents to work on their marriage, not tell them how great it would be to live in a different city.
Well, I think you're doing enough helping for both of us.
I'm just being supportive.
You're being crazy. You're trying to be this perfect goody-two-shoes, involved in everything at church, doing all these community projects, praying all the time. Next thing I know, you'll be donating your teeth to old women in Africa.
So what if I like to help people?
Isn't it because you want to be perfect for Mom and Dad?
For your information, Mom and Dad don't even know most of the stuff I do to help people. That's just between me and God.
So that's why it takes you so long to say your prayers at night. You just have to fill them in on all the stuff you're doing.
I'm praying for Mom and Dad. And you should be too.
Of course. Now it makes sense. You're not trying to impress Mom and Dad. You're trying to impress God.
What?
You got involved in all this stuff when Dad started talking about moving to Chicago.
So?
So you got worried. And you think God will listen more to your prayers if you're doing all these good things, don't you?
That's ridiculous.
Really? You're pretty sure that God wouldn't let Mom and Dad get divorced? Maybe you're trying to get his attention with all these holy things you're doing.
David, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Just because I like to do things for people,
uh-huh.
and just because it happens to be at this time, it doesn't mean anything, okay?
Okay. Just calm down.
Hey, what's going on in here? I can hear you guys outside.
Nothing.
Ah, one of those kinds of conversations. Well, listen, I wanted to stop by because there's something I need to talk to you about.
What is it?
I got the job offer in Chicago, and I've accepted.
What?
I knew it!
You can't!
Mandy, this doesn't mean I'm giving up on things with your mom. Listen, who knows? Maybe a little distance will do us some good.
So living on the other side of town wasn't enough distance?
It's complicated, sweetie. But I want you to know I haven't given up completely, okay? Keep praying for us.
That's what everybody is saying. Pray.
Here's your peanut butter sandwich and popsicle, Grady.
Thanks, Sam. Put it in my backpack.
Why are you running away?
Because I ruined Mr. Whitaker's control panel. It'll probably cost $1 million to fix it.
Someone's at the door.
I know, I can hear. It's probably Mr. Whitaker coming for his money.
Should I answer it?
No, yes, wait.
Grady, are you there?
Help me hide.
Here, under this blanket.
Oh, sure. He'll never notice a giant yellow ghost in the living room. I'm getting in the cabinet.
Okay. There, I'm in. Now answer the door.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Sam. Is Grady here?
Grady?
Yeah, your brother?
That Grady.
Yeah.
No, he went out to hunt for monkeys.
Monkeys, you say? Oh, I didn't know Grady hunted monkeys.
Yeah, he just started.
Is your mom here?
She's downstairs doing laundry.
Okay. Well, when Grady comes back from his hunting trip, let him know that I came by to check on him. I wanted to make sure he wasn't upset about what happened earlier today.
Pay $1 million?
No. But I am worried about him, especially since it has to be pretty hard to breathe in that cabinet.
Ow. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, hello, Grady. Are you finding any monkeys in the cabinet?
I lied. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Sam.
I'm really sorry about breaking the control panel. Are you mad at me?
It was an accident, Grady, and it can be fixed.
Can I help?
No, not this time. But I did want to talk to you about all your help around Wits End lately.
What about it?
Well, I want you to know it's not necessary to thank me.
Thank you? For what?
Well, for the tubing ticket. You did get it, didn't you?
No.
I put it inside the brochure I gave you.
Inside the... You're kidding. No way. I threw one out.
Well, the ticket's in the pocket in the back.
I need to look in the trash. I just saw how much the trip cost, and I didn't even look through the rest of it. Gum wrappers, Kleenexes, ew! Sam, you told Mom you ate these green beans.
Don't tell.
It's not in here.
Yeah, because I took it out of the trash to hang on my bulletin board. It's right over here.
Sam, you could have told me.
You didn't ask. Here it is.
And here's the ticket. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
You're welcome, Grady. Now make sure it's okay with your mom and have her sign the permission slip.
Okay.
So, if you weren't helping me to thank me, why were you doing all those things around the shop?
Well, I thought maybe if I helped out, you might offer to buy my ticket for me.
I see. Well, it wasn't necessary, but I do appreciate your help.
I don't get it. I mean, I didn't deserve the ticket before, and I really don't deserve it now that I broke the imagination station. But you're still giving it to me?
Well, Grady, it's not about deserving the ticket. I wanted you to go on the tubing trip. I still want you to go.
Oh, really?
But you didn't have to scrub my floors to earn it. I want you to go on this tubing trip just because you're Grady.
Oh, thanks.
I guess you won't be needing that popsicle now, huh, Grady?
Nope, I guess not.
So can I have it?
Sure, Sam.
Oh. I'm glad you're having fun, Grady.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, except when we go through those shallow parts, I drag a little bit.
Let me grab onto your tube.
Okay, here you go.
It was really great of you to buy the ticket for me, especially after I messed up the imagination station.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Grady.
Because I usually get punished when I mess up.
Well, that's appropriate at times, but grace is appropriate at times, too.
Grace?
Getting something you don't deserve. There are a lot of things in my life I don't deserve, but God, in all His grace and love, decided to give them to me anyway.
But you do everything right. And I heard that God likes it when you do good things.
Oh, sure. But, you know, we can't earn things from God. He gives us things out of His grace. And trust me, if there's good in me now, it's only because of God who lives in me.
Really?
Really.
So, what did God give you?
Well, most importantly, salvation. There's nothing I could do to earn eternal life, but He gave it to me just for the asking.
Huh.
You better hold on tight to your tube, Grady.
Yeah, can we talk more about this later, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, of course, Grady. I'd love to.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Help my parents to work things out. You know, if you don't mind, God, I'm not gonna pray for my parents tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Tonight, I'm gonna pray that you can show me what the point is. Why I even bother praying at all. I did everything that I knew to do. And my parents are still breaking up. Still, deep down, I know you're listening. And that's nice to know. So, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna go ahead and talk. I had a bad day, God. A really bad day.
It's sad to see Mandy struggling with what she thinks are unanswered prayers. But she's right to say that she knows God's listening. And sometimes that's enough to help us through hard times. On the other hand, I'm glad Grady is starting to understand more and more about Jesus. I hope he keeps asking good questions. You know, Mandy tried to do a lot of good things in today's episode. There was nothing wrong with that. In fact, Jesus wants us to do good works. But Mandy wasn't doing them for the right reason. Instead of doing good deeds to help people, she was doing them to try to get God to give her exactly what she wanted. But there's nothing we can do to earn God's blessings. He gives them to us even when we do nothing to deserve it. The Bible calls it grace. What a wonderful gift from God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Only by His Grace was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Aria Curzon, Jordan Orr, Mary Mauser, Nathan Carlson, and Robbie Rist, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.